The Seder. Okay, let's go. So we're holding, doing Sefira Soimer. I want it just to be Mesad, something, big Chidushim. There's maybe one or two points that people get confused with. We're talking about Sefira Soimer and the time to start Sefira Soimer. So we'll start with the following. The Rishonim already argue, when is the earliest time that one could do Sefira Soimer? Toises and Menachos, now Sabech Vov says, near it the Besofik Hashecha, when it's a Sofik, Yachol Levarach, you can do Bracha. Vein Tzoch Lamtim Et Shea Vadala, you don't have to wait for the night. You can do Besofik Hashecha, Ben Hashmosh, you can do Sefer HaSoyim. Toises goes on to say, maybe even it's better to do it before the night, because then you have Tmimois. That's what he says. The Ran comes to explain that Toises holds the Rabbana, not the Raisa, would be the Raisa you do in the night. And the Rambam says it doesn't really make sense because Rabban are not giving more than the Deraisa. So the Deraisa you have to do in the night, the money you also do in the night. And the Rambam concludes, Ve'ein ze nochon she'kanez yachris atzo b'sofik v'chatchila. He says, no, don't do sofik. Try to do before the night. That's the time when you can do it. The Bais Yosef, after he brings all the Rishonim, he concludes, it says, Ve'amidaktikim einam soifrim don't do the bracha until it's Yisrael Kachad. That's what the Vedalik you do. Very clear. The Bach says, the minig is to do Sofik Hashecha. As it sounds, nowadays arguing to be persuasive that it's didactic, it's better to do Yisrael Kachad. But he says, the minig is not to do that. The minig is not to do, as we'll see soon, that one of the cheshbonis is that if you're davening early, because you should daven mincha ma'ariv, and you have to wait tzitzik hachavim, so people are going to forget, so therefore you do it even time in hashmoshes. So that's the bikar b'chlekes. In the Shulchan Aruch has two seif. This is really the base of everything. I heard that the Rav spoke about it on Sunday this year, but this is really the base of the two main opinions in Achrayim. Because the Shulchan Aruch starts, it says, tzitzitav peites seif base, ve'amidaktikim einom soifrim atzeis ha'kachovim v'chen roi lasos. Midaktik, don't say Sefira Soimer until night. And that's the proper thing to do. Okay, so this sounds that me'ikar, really many dot me, you could do it b'nash rushes. Ha'midaktikim, the very midaktik, you want to be machmir, make sure you have to wait till tzeis ha'kachovim. That's the losh of Shulchan Aruch. The next seif of the Shulchan Aruch is, someone who davens on the tzibur, when they're davening early, don't do with a bracha, do without a bracha. And if he remembers, then you do with a bracha. So someone's davening boy yoyim with a tzibur, they're saying a bracha. So he. Oh, that's a shayla. So, but what does the shulchan aruch say? Then don't do with a bracha. Wait for the night, then do with a bracha. That's what he says. Now, Mashma will be here. So, the Shaila is, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean and say, what he's saying, mi boi yoyim? The Tzibur was dying boi yoyim, boi yoyim, when mi boi yoyim? Ben Hashmoshes, or before Ben Hashmoshes? So the Taz learns, we're talking about Ben Hashmoshes. And then here the Shulchan Aruch is giving us the key. He says, try to avoid davening at all cost. You're in a minion to davening with a sphere, don't say sphere. Here the Achrayim already opened up the whole discussion. If I'm saying a bro, I'm saying really the sphere, how can I say the bracha afterwards? So they say, I'm mechavin shaloi latzis. You have a kavana not to be yotze. Does that work? Does not work? Different sugya. But the ma'aseh, what happens over here? You're davening in a minion. They're saying a bracha. Don't say it with them. So Shulchan Aruch is giving us the clear direction. Wait to taste kachavim. That's what the Taz learns. So the Achrayim asks, the Chur sounds like a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch tzif bay says, I'm edaktikim. Ain't of suffering at Tzitzis Kachavim. Ashma, it's a dikduk be'alma. It's like a, you know, midas chasidus. Better to do it. Chen roi lasos. The better way to do it. Siv Gimel is giving aloch lemaisa. And Shulchan Aruch speaks aloch. What you need to do? Says, you're in a minion. Don't do it. Wait. It's much more than midaktik and chen roi lasos. Masha, that's the aloch. So that's the question of the Taz. That's the Taz. It's according to the Taz. Shulchan Aruch is extending. He started to say roi lasos. It says, really, you should really be machmir to do it that way. That's the Taz learns. But most Achrayim don't look like the Taz. As the Bureau of Lacha brings a whole list of Achrayim, they're a rabbi in the Levush, I think of the Mashmos Levush, the Chok Yaakov, clearly we'll see in a moment. They all say, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that we talk about Miboid Yoyim, before Ben Hashvashas. Shulchan Aruch says a Medak Tikim should wait till Tzitzkachav. But regular people do Ben Hashvashas. If you're in a minute doing even earlier than Ben Hashvashas, that's already during the day. During the day, we don't allow to do it. So therefore, do without a bracha, and then do the bracha later. That's what many learn. That's what Chok Yaakov says. That's what Chok Yaakov learns in the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz really asks the question of this. What do you mean there's a minyan davening before night? Before Ben Hashvashas? You're not supposed to do that. The way the Taz says, Atu birishi yaskinan, is the people that are rishayim? I think that's the notion of the Taz. Atu birishi yaskinan, they get davening before the time? Answers the Chok Yaakov this question. So no, I'll tell you why. That's the logic we mentioned before. When the Biruloch quotes and he adds, Shiloh Yisperu, they're going to go home and they're going to forget. So that's how we do it. Yoytze says the Chok Yaakov, there is a sheet in the Rishayim that says Yoytze. Who is it? It's the Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos, we know in the end of the Gemaras, you have the Tosfos in the Gemara, you have Piskei Tosfos in the end. Piskei Tosfos on Menachos, that same thing that said, bear to do Ben Hashvashas, adds the Piskei Tosfos, Yeshoyim da'achas, she's followed to us Arvis, after Ma'ariv, even though it's word Yoyim, Kivan de'ave laila yam kriyash of its fila, ave laila gab kitan oimer, and you learn from here, that means even during the day. And the Shekel brings, that we're talking about, if there's a Shita, brought down the Shavur as well, David 1, they're doing an early Shabbos, you can do Sri Yisrael, even though it's way early before the night. That's a Shita. We don't bask in that way. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Chok Yaakov, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. If there's a minyan that is doing it, for an individual, better not to do it. Better to do it then without a bracha, and then later do it with a bracha. So the Achrayim explained that really this is the combination of here. This is one of the first people who's going to forget Sfira, do it with them, and Samech and these are showing better than not doing it at all. But if you're going to remember, so do it without a bracha. And the Achrayim asked, why are you doing it without a bracha? So don't do it at all. So it's praise Ben Atzibur, it's going to look like you don't care, or it's a Tanai. If you're not going to forget, you use this one and now you do it there. That's the Chok Yaakov learns. So it comes out from this explanation, many of the Achrayim learn that way. According to this, to do Ben Hashvashas, that's Ikar Adin. You can do Ben Hashvashas. I mean, Abtikim, wait to Tzitzik HaChavim. You do it too early, don't do. Ben Hashvashas, you can do Ikar Adin according to these Achrayim. Although the Taz and many Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah, when he explains the Shulchan Aruch, he explains like the Taz, says that Ikar Adin, you should not do Ben Hashvashas. So but we have already here many Achrayim that heard the Ben Hashvashas you could do. Okay, so that's number one. Now, what is Ben Hashvashas? That's what the Biur Halacha is busy with. Says the Biur Halacha, long Biur Halacha over here. He does the whole cheshbon. In short, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, "Tzvachleik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi when is Ben Hashvashas." To say it in one sentence, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ben Hashvashas a long time. What do we call Ben Hashvashas? Between, let's say, according to the Shita of the Geonim, the Vilna Goyin, we hold the Shkiyat Tzeis Kachovim. That's Ben Hashvashas. So basically, that's the time Rabbi Yehuda, 3/4 of a meal. That's the whole Ben Hashvashas. According to Rabbi Yosi, Ben Hashvashas is one moment. And the end of our Ben Hashvashas. So says the Biur Halacha, Submission with the Chumrah, comes Shabbos. I'm going to Chumrah like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not going to do Chilul Shabbos and Ben Hashvashas, even though it's a long time. But Lekula, I'm going with Rabbi Yosi. Lekula, I have to wait, the Ben Hashvashas of Yosi will come. So the Shulchan tells us, let's go with the Chumrah that I make. Miboid Yoyim, don't say Sfira Soyim. Say Sfira Soyim, you're only Ben Hashvashas. But when is Ben Hashvashas? You want to go to Chumra? The Chumra Ben Hashvashas is at the end of the night. The Biur Halacha brings that as a Sfik Sfik. It's a Monosha. What's Ben Hashvashas? I'm not sure if it's day or night. That's one Sfik. May not be the right time. After that, according to Abiyud, it's not even Ben Hashvashas. So do we make a Sfik Sfik or to do it then? You have to wait till the end. Says that's what he brings. The Chumra, that's what he should bring as a Biur Halacha. And he says, and he ends, he says, I'm not so sure, he says it's Tzorechiyun. I'm not sure. You should wait for that. I'm not sure. Why is the Biur Halacha say Tzorechiyun? Because nobody else says it. And all the Achrayim that bring it, that bring the Ben Hashvashas, nobody brings that point that you have to wait. The Biur Halacha himself is sending us to one more place. He's sending us to Hilchos Taimis, someone who raised Samech Aleph. What does he say in Hilchos Taimis, Samech Aleph? speaks over there about tainis yochid. Person is mekabel on himself a tainis. When can he break the fast? Usually break the fast after Shabbat Hashmashas. Say the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rajbo, you break the fast in the beginning of Ben Hashmashas right after Shkia. Beginning of Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yudah. Says the Biur Halacha, I don't understand. Why can you be so you for that? Svek Sveiko, say Svek Sveiko. Maybe it's not Ben Hashmashas at all, according to Rabbi Yossi. And even if yes, maybe it's not, maybe it's still day. So he says, he brings the Achronim, he's the guy in the Korban Asanel, he's Paulu Shneem Ala Rosh Vashayikili Antainis, so how can he do that? So he said, they don't understand the Rishonim. That's what the Biur Halacha brings over there. So the Biur Halacha himself says that the Rishonim don't say his suffix. It's a question of the Rishonim. I don't understand. The Rosh and the Rashba, why are they making Tiny Yoch to do that? But he's bringing, but they are saying it. So you're not question why. So the Biur Halacha himself puts that out. So comes down and calls it. They're like this. To do Svias Toyim Ben Hashmashas, again, better for sure to be machmir to wait till Tzeis HaKachor. But to do Ben Hashmashas, many Achronim learned that's the Iker Din you could do. Now, what about doing it in the early Ben Hashmashas before we get to the main Ben Hashmashas? So there, first of all, we have that the Biur Halacha himself points out that the Rishonim say, at that time, you don't do the Svek Svek and Cheshbonim, we say Ben Hashmashas from Shkia. Even if you don't have that, you do have the Choyki Hakar that says that we do Riboyd Yoy. We don't want to be Samech on it, but there is such a thing. So we mainly, when all I want to come to say is like this, Vadai, what's Bimach, want to be Mach. But if someone is in a minion that's doing it after Shkia, L'chur, you can some of these things to do the Bracha then, especially if someone's going to think he's going to forget. L'chur. Oh, no. So if you're holding that, it's right after Shkia. If you hold that way, if you want to say the Biur Halacha Tzorech Iyun is L'chura called wrong, not wrong. The Tzorech Iyun is, you see the Rishayim disagree with that. So they write after Shkia. And by the way, that's the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. When Aruch HaShulchan brings that Halacha, he says, the Lashon is, V'im Sofru Achar HaShkia B'Ben HaShmashas. How much? Finish, after Shkia. So you see the many to be Samech to do it right there. Oh, so then it's another Chumra. That's another chumrah that we then he comes out much, much later. Then that's really early. The chumrah, one point to point out over here, that even if you want to be machmir, how do you chesh ben hashmashas? This is okay, we're running out of time, but the shortest amount of time to be ben hashmashas, the shortest amount is 13 minutes. It comes out to be 13 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. 13. It's three quarters of 18 minutes. So maybe. If you had that, then according to some goinim, you're already mamish talking about, it's ready way into the night. So that's 30 minutes into it. There is a sheet, the Tumas Sadeshet sheet is that Shkia is mamish night. It's not even a Shmoshes anymore. So you add that to the mix, you have even more to be Samech on that. This will conclude with one last thing. There's an interesting thing that comes off Kamin and Lamaisa when, if you're very machmir to wait till Tzeis HaKachor and Rinama. Because it's brought down Allah to Shulchan Aruch. If someone said Hayoyim Shmona Asayoyim, and before the bracha, he's yaitz, he can't do the bracha. Says the Shulchan Aruch. If Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "What day is today?" So Shimon should say, "Yesterday was 17." And the joke goes, the Baal Tshuva, the wife says, "What's today for supper?" He says, "Yesterday we had chicken." Right? So be careful not to say today. So you have to say we have to say yesterday. That's what he says. Says the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah himself, and the Biur Halacha says, but what happens if someone is mach? So what happens if someone did? We just learned now that if someone did the Sfira with the Tzibur early, he could go afterwards and say with the bracha. Elamai mechavan shloletzes. So a person has kavan shloletzes, it could be fine. That's one point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if someone is mach, we always to wait for tzeis like we do here in this shul. We don't do it doing Vedash Rosh. We only go with the medaktikim. To wait until Tzeis HaKachor. And he's makbin that every night, now he's shubhani b'avin not to do before it says. So for him, if he says today was 18, he's not doing Ben Hashmashas, he's fine. That's what Rebbe brings. The imu who's Ben Hashmashas, v'eish is a hameshiv rogil tomid levoy tam k'tzeis HaKachor, that is a regilus. So he made him istabr the boyfriend zek a mechaven shaloi latzis. And then he can go later and do the bracha. I'll be nefkimin on my say, if you're makbin to Tzeis HaKachor, I'm going to be medakti that way. Or one is being able to doing Ben Hashmashas. Beser Gomer. Piyotz Asir Sayim El Kedin.
You don't say Lamaisa, there's Bidikas Chametz, do it